having to justify ourselves.
And it's hard. It's really difficult because I want to work and I want to educate myself and I want to do all these things that it takes me. I can really relate to that, like doing things and like putting on this public face to get accepted into these institutions, to be able to do this work. And then not being able to do it in the time allotted because of these things, and then having to explain myself and re-explain myself and retell my story, and this like constant justification, and I feel like I'm being dissected a lot of the time. And it's a hard explanation when you have this fluctuating thing that people can't see. So these changes in the benefits, something that's makes me very sad. And I'm just really glad you're doing this work.
I think there is something about this way that we're called on to justify ourselves. And my local authority, I employ personal assistants to assist me with everyday stuff. And I come from Bristol, and that local authority has actually been really pioneering in setting up this direct payment system. But they brought in a system now to make sure that where people are means tested. And one of the things they do now is come out every year, and you're now expected to keep receipts for all sorts of things in your life that have to do with your impairment. So meant that I had, on the surface that doesn't sound such a big deal. It doesn't sound such a big deal to fill in a form for benefits, it's taxpayers' money, etc., etc. But the way that it's done is so unlike real life and so intrusive that it's really problematic. So this particular person came in, a complete stranger, and was asking me questions about my life. And when I started to bribe and was saying, I'm trying to help you here, I'm trying to save you money. One of the questions she was asking was, do I do lots of extra loads of washing? And I said to her, so what you're really asking as a woman of my age and a complete stranger coming into my home is, am I incontinent? No, some people dribble. There's no point here. But now I am expected to keep receipts of everything related to impairment so that they can help me. And I was trying to get across to her that I don't divide my life into the crippled bit and the rest of me. I am a complete person. And, if I choose to buy organic vegetables, well, some of that's a health thing, but some of it might be a choice I would make where I could anyhow. So do we agree a percentage? And how much work do I have to do as somebody who's considered not fit to work to actually manage this system that bears no relation to anybody I know? And it seems to run through everything, because one of the things that underpins this, particularly this new benefit system, is the idea of economic productivity, because it's really, really essential we're all contributing, we're all in a tax-paying sense, paying our way, working. People who are working part-time are now being called up if they're not working enough hours and earning enough money and being required to extend. And it seems like it's so driven by this economically productive this drive. And it's as though we need to go so deep into the kind of rules that we live by as a society and to question what really matters. What do we mean by contribution? How do we redefine that? What kind of society do we want to live in? What matters to us? And there's such enormous questions, but actually they're the most human questions of all.